Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. As I always say, Daily Rants and Raves is part of our Rave Radio Podcast Network, and you can listen to all of them at ravepubs.com. Stratacash recently purchased Scala, and to many of you, that may not matter or you may not care. Specifically, if you're in the digital signage market, it matters. If you're not, you may not care. But here's the big deal, and everyone should listen to this, and hopefully all the AV integrators are starting to get into the digital signage market or are already playing in the digital signage market and may have already realized this. And that is, this is proof that the digital signage market is moving from a hardware-intensive market to a software-intensive market and services-intensive market, which is where we predicted it all along. Sure, there's tons of hardware being put in. There's a media player behind every monitor. There is obviously a display. There's a projector in some cases, mostly flat panel displays. There's all the signal routing management stuff, and then there's the network stuff, okay? But the real money is in the content, the design of the content, management of content, and the management of the specific, of the system specifically. And that's where Scala matters. And that's why Stratacash bought them, and it was part of this whole strategy they have about expanding the digital signage market. It's a segment of the market that you should all be involved in. It's growing faster than any other single segment in our industry. And it's a not only interesting segment, it's also very exciting, but also very profitable. So it's not just the growth that matters, it's the profit that matters. There's a lot of stuff going on in the digital signage world. In fact, we have a newsletter and have had a newsletter now for 4 or 5 years that's specifically dedicated to products specifically for the digital signage market called Rave DS. So if you go to our website at ravepubs.com and look on the look for the subscribe button on the top right corner, click on it. You can subscribe to that newsletter. Of course, we cover the Digital Signage Expo live every year, which is every year in March in Vegas. We will do that again this year. But interestingly enough, ISE, the Integrated Systems Europe Show, which happens every year in February, has a larger digital signage section than even the digital signage shows. That shows you how big of a part digital signage is playing in our market. It's a full 1.5 halls of the ISE, I think approximately 15 hall show. So it's a substantial part of the show, more than 15% of the show, or more than 10% of the show. So digital signage is a big area of the market. I hope that you're all playing in it, and I hope that you enjoyed listening to this. And, of course, I'd love to hear your feedback, your sort of experience in digital signage, good and bad, and where you think, in addition to what I've said, software, services, and remote management is where the money is, and creative, of course. And if you think of other things or have experienced other things specifically, where's the money? So thanks for listening. Have a great day.